Nolte, like all Rob Reiner movies, God and Country flops with $38,000 opening. By John Nolte on February 20, 2024. Like all Rob Reiner movies, Rob Reiner's documentary, God and Country, The Rise of Christian Nationalism, didn't just tank at the box office, it was humiliated. In 85 theaters, Reiner's bigoted attack on Christians who dared to vote for Donald Trump earned just $38,415 over 4 days. As one website put it, that's averaging $451 per theater over 4 days, which is incredibly low. If you assume it only had one showing each day, and likely it had several, it brought in around $112 a day, or 10 people a day spread across however many showings. What, you're telling me people don't want to see this guy's face on the big screen? It certainly wasn't negative reviews or a lack of publicity that humiliated God and Country at the box office. Producer Rob Reiner, someone named Dan Partland directed, has been all over cable news pimping his latest flop. Naturally, far-left critics gushed God and Country to a 91% fresh rating at Rotten Tomatoes. Here's how the far-left New York Times described the movie. God and Country describes the growing threat to democracy posed by voters who subscribe to the belief that the United States is above all a Christian nation and that this should influence policies on abortion, public education, immigration, and so on. The film's insights about the role of religion in politics feel especially well-informed because many of its commentators draw on their own personal and professional experiences with the Christian Church. They're believers, too, and they're worried. The rise of Donald J. Trump as a presidential candidate and his subsequent term in office galvanized anti-democratic attitudes in the country, and in the film the former president is likened to a fire and brimstone televangelist. A pocket history lesson charts how televangelists grew in power in the 1970s and 80s, opportunistically using wedge issues such as abortion for conservative political goals. Last I read, America is a republic where the best ideas are supposed to win. But fascists like Reiner and the New York Times believe Christian ideas should be automatically disqualified for being Christian. But here's the real question. Why does Rob Reiner still have a job? Here's an old white male who hasn't directed a hit since 2007's The Bucket List. Prior to that, his last hit was 1995's The American President. That's one success over 30 years. That's one success out of 12 feature films. Shouldn't Rob Reiner be the poster boy for white guys getting opportunity after opportunity? Hey, the woke-atards aren't wrong about everything. Try to imagine the type of person who would squander precious hours of their weekend to attend the screening of what is obviously a dull, PBS-style documentary full of talking heads who have nothing new to say about anything. When I picture that person, I picture this. Get a free autographed bookplate if you purchase John Nolte's debut novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books. The whole book had a very beautiful spiritual undertone and Nolte used themes and symbolism like no recent author I can remember. Some parts of this book are like lyrical poetry. I laughed and cried and was so moved. 5-star review. After your purchase, email jjmnald@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests.